Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Welcome, everyone. I'm Hank Eder, also known as Hank the PR Guy, host of the Home Business Success Show, and you're listening to BizRadio.us, all entrepreneurs, all the time. We'll meet our guest right after my 2 cent marketing minute. Ever been shaken to the core in life or business, or maybe both? When it feels like everything is crashing down around you, that's when it's time to go back to your why. Your why is the reason you're doing what you've chosen to do. It's what motivates you. It's what gets you out of bed in the morning. Getting back to your why can pull you out of the direst circumstances when it comes along with focus and surrender. And it may take a little time, but you just keep going back to the why, and before you know it, you're back in the game. That being said, in a 9-month span of a few years ago, my guest, Drew Duraney, the proud father of three, endured 4 faith-shaking life events that found him determined to find a better way to live. Through intense self-reflection and awareness, he realized that in order to be happy, he must adhere to his standards of honesty, integrity, and truth, and found his purpose and mission in life to empower others ready to make a change to do the same. Drew says he is writing his own story, instead of letting others write it for him. Welcome to the show, Drew.
Thank you for having me, Hank. It's my honor to be here, my friend.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, you know, 4 faith-shaking events is a lot to go through all at once, but it's tied into the story of your current business. If you would, please share the story behind the inception of your business, including what you do, what inspired you to start it, and the journey you've undertaken to bring it where it is today.
Ooh, I love that question. Yeah, it's been a journey, Hank. You know, we're told when we're younger that life is linear, right? We're told if you do A plus B plus C plus D, E will happen. Well, Hank, I listened and I did everything right, and I still ended up with a divorce, fired from my job, son had suicidal ideations, and my father unexpectedly got sick and passed away in that 9-month period back in April of 18 to January of 19. So, you know, I start my story by saying it was July of 2015. I found out from my best friend my wife was leaving me. That's another story in and of itself. And we went through mediation for three years. And it's interesting, it took that long because I was a man who I tied my self-identity to my wife. And I tied my self-identity to my profession. 2 external things I tied my self-identity to, where it's much more healthy tying your self-identity to your internal belief system. So when I, you know, in April of 18, when the divorce happened, that to me in and of itself, just that one scenario, was an external circumstance that rocked me to my core, even though I knew it was going to happen. And it was 6 months later when I was fired from my job. And there is a correlation. Many men, especially men, I mean, women are a lot better at having one area of their life go downhill and maintain the other areas. Men tend to forget about all the other areas of their lives and focus on the one that's going down. Which what I did. I'm here focusing, fighting for my marriage, all that stuff. And I lost my productivity at work and lost my focus, and I was fired. I was a shell of myself at work. So I, Didn't see it coming though, because when you're blindsided in your personal life, you're also blindsided in your professional life. So, having lost the two things that solidified my self-identity, the next one totally rocked me to my core. Because 10 days after I got fired, I'm bringing my son to his therapy session. He was like, what is he, 14 at the time? He ends up telling his therapist that he answered the question, no, I can't promise you I won't harm myself in the next 2 weeks. And we found out the night before he did make an attempt. Thank God his girlfriend talked him down, so it wasn't successful. So again, and that the first two things put me in a blame and victim mindset to begin with. I'm blaming the wife for the divorce. I'm blaming, my boss for me being fired. Now I'm blaming myself for my son's issues. And then fast forward to Christmas Eve of that year, my father unexpectedly gets sick, and then he passes away 3 weeks later in intensive care. And now I'm blaming God. So, I went from somebody who was self-accountable to somebody who had a victim mindset and was blaming everybody. And this happened all in a 9 month period. And so I was certainly not who I was prior. And all of that's a precursor to be where I am right now, because to get through all that, I basically didn't want to live anymore, Hank. I mean, that's the honest truth. I had promised myself, though, to be the best father I could be. And what would I be teaching my three kids if I gave up? So that's what slowly turned me around to say, okay, I'm going to get through this. The question was how. And right at then, I needed to understand the clarity of purpose in my life, which is the why you mentioned in your 2 minute marketing motivation. And customarily, I'll tell people that everything comes from within. And I just knew at that time, if I looked inward, my heart, my head, and my gut would have told me, don't keep living. So I knew I had to look outside myself for that validation, and I got it from the eyes of my three kids and my mother. So I made it my purpose to help them get through this. The thing is, I didn't do it healthy. I did it the way that society tells men to do it. Suck it up, man up, don't ask for help, shun your support systems, no emotions, just fix it. So I did that. When they got through it, I was a shell of myself, though. I was empty. Didn't know what my role was in society. Didn't I had lost like what my whatever my identity was, because I tied it to too many outside things. And what was ironic is about a month before my dad got sick, we were at his house for his 80th birthday party. That was the end of November of 18. And he told me he was proud of me. Now, I had known that. I said, Dad, why are you telling me that now? And he said, because I don't know how the hell you're doing it. And that's the worst word I'll say on this show. I don't know how you're doing it, Drew. First the divorce, and then the job stuff, and now Nick, yet you're still home taking care of Matthew and Emma, and every day you come and check on your mother and me. I don't know how you're doing it. He said, and this was the key thing, I know you always wanted to own your own company, and I always told you not to, that it was too much of a risk. My dad was with IBM for 35 years. And so usually we copy the belief system that was passed down to us. So I adhered to what my dad said, and I've been in healthcare for 24 years. He says to me, I want you to do what's going to make you happy, your mother, and I will support you in any way possible. And so as a 50-year-old man, I needed that validation from dad. And I started crying, gave him a hug, kissed him on the forehead, and I said, thank you. And that's when I created my company, Profit Compassion. My intent, though, Hank, was to start my own healthcare consulting company, educating caregivers on how to effectively communicate with patients and families so the patients and families could navigate the plan of care and leave the hospital healthier than when they got there, because it's the opposite these days. I felt I could impact the industry more on the outside than the inside. Well, Hank, because I had so many self-limiting beliefs, when my father passed away in intensive care in January of 2019, I let my dream die with him. And yes, it was self-limiting beliefs. Yes, it was rationalization. It was my self-sabotage at play. So I did not start the healthcare consulting company. What I did do is I received a cold call. The company says, do you want to buy a franchise? And just to show you how lost I was, I rationalized that, well, this will be like start my own company, yet I won't have all the overhead except for the franchise fee. It'll be a business structure, a model that works, and I'll just do it. So I bought it. And it really wasn't my passion. It was business consulting. It was helping companies save money, which is quite honorable. It was just very different from what I had been doing in the healthcare for patient advocacy. So I went through 3.5 years of kind of going through the motions, not really knowing how to run a company, throwing money against the wall, hoping it sticks. And I lost a lot of money in that. And I wasn't happy. Yet I didn't get into that self-awareness reflection until this happened. It was right after COVID when I had to pivot because my role was to get companies to sign on with me. Well, if no companies or take people in person, I had to learn how to do it virtually. So I started networking across the world and I met some wonderful people. And my negative mindset started to shift. Because when you're in isolation, you can only see certain people, you start to get negative, you know? Well, I started meeting some great people around the world and I realized life isn't so bad. There's some good people out there. And so I started to tell my story to people. And then I met an editor, a book editor. And I'd always wanted to write a book, Hank, and I never had the content. Well, now I had content. So we started the book writing process. And it wasn't your traditional writing with pen and paper, it was done through Zoom like this. So I would tell her my story and answer her questions, and then she'd have it transcribed on from Otter, you know, just scratch. And then I would have my words that I said on paper, and then I can tweak stuff. The thing is, as the more I told my story out loud with my own voice to my own ears, the more I healed inside. I started to heal myself from within by sharing my story. Then I had this epiphany. It was an August Saturday morning in August of 2022, and I woke up. I said, "Damn, I know what my purpose is. I know what my why is." I said, "Hank, my job is to get men to start opening up. Because if I can tell my story and heal myself from within, and then I'm telling another guy or even another woman, they're telling me their story." They were starting to tell me, "True, I haven't told the story in years. I thought I was over it," and they're crying. And then people started telling me my superpower was breaking down walls. And so sharing stories helps us be healthier. And then I started looking at all this data that 85% of physical ailments are due to unaddressed internal stress. And then I looked at the longevity of men versus women in the United States, and there's like a 6-year difference. And I'm thinking that we're in more control over our health than we give ourselves credit. Yet we're listening to everybody and holding everything in. It's gotta stop. And so I took Profit Compassion, which the reason I named it that was that we profit from other people being compassionate to us, and we can help people profit by us being compassionate to them. I took that idea and brought it over into the men's space and created the Mindful Man movement, where my goal is to redefine what it is to man up. And that means mixing strength with empathy.
I see. That's quite the story, quite the story. And it was somewhat of a long journey to get to that realization.
It was.
But you said certain things about men, and one of them, of course, you mentioned how the women can compartmentalize a little bit more and get into that other areas of their life and keep them going. And I find it interesting too that if men or women are stroke victims, the women, from what I read, the parts of their brain are more hardwired together, so that if they lose part of the left, the right comes and takes over and does those functions. So they actually recover from strokes more quickly, more fully than men do, because men are much more compartmentalized. So you took this and you made your business focus on men. And, I look back, the last time we talked, I looked back a little bit about my own life and realized, in the generation that I come from, I was exposed to all those stereotypical things, suck it up, be a man, don't complain, don't ask for help, don't let anybody know if everything isn't great, just always plaster the smile on. I used to have something as a kid that I used to call the bar mitzvah smile. Because we
What's
go
that?
to bar mitzvahs, and you just walk around
The
smiling at
stereo.
everybody. Yeah. So what would you say set your business apart from others in this industry? If there is indeed a similar industry for men's groups like this, or a men's movement like this,
Yes.
and what unique value do you believe that you offer to your customers or clients?
That's a good question. Many men think that there's an either or. We either have to be nice or we either have to be strong. And honestly, we don't have to choose between the two of being a good person and being a strong person. Now, yes, we want to make sure people don't think we're jerks. And yes, we want to make sure people think that we're nice. But the thing is, I have learned, and this is what I help my clients, is I have a distinction between being nice and being kind. And I think this will be the unique piece because, you heard, over always heard the old adage, nice guys finish last. And I was a nice guy. I would do things for people even if I didn't want to, and then I get walked all over. And a lot of that is people pleasing tendencies. And people pleasers do things to make people like them because they're not comfortable in their own skin. There is a malicious intent, maybe subconsciously, with people pleasers because it is kind of misleading. You put on a mask to be somebody different from who you are, to make somebody like you for who you are with that mask on. And then if you become authentic, they think it's out of character, yet it's really your true character. So to me, it's misleading. I didn't realize I was doing it, but I was. And so I see that difference between nice and kind because when I was nice, yeah, I knew my value, I knew my worth, but when push came to shove, I caved. I relented and said, "Okay, yes, I'll do that for you." I didn't know how to say no. The difference with kindness is, I firmly believe this, that you still can do something nice. You have a boundary around your self-identity. All right? And to me, self-identity is you love yourself, you trust yourself, and you respect yourself. And if you're comfortable in your own skin, and you trust yourself, respect yourself, and love yourself, then you don't care what people think of you. You can care about people, but you don't care what they think of you. So you're going to be your authentic self, yet you still have that strength of that boundary around you to protect your self-identity. So you not only know your worth, you stand your ground, which means you don't compromise your standards. So I think there's a difference between nice and kind. I'm not nice anymore. I'm kind.
Right. And I think that by being kind, for example, if someone wants you to step outside a boundary that you've created, or not created, but that you now find necessary to be a part of your life, you could still very nicely say, I appreciate where you're coming from, but under no circumstances will I do that.
Right,
And
absolutely.
it's not an emotional decision. It's
Yeah.
just, and you've still shown respect and kindness. You just won't be unkind to yourself.
Absolutely.
And perform an action that goes against that. It's amazing how quickly time is flying because we'll be out of time before we know it.
Yeah.
If you could give one bit of advice to someone faced with profound changes in their lives, what might that be?
I mean, first and foremost, I'd say to choose to write your own story instead of letting other people write it for you. And when we customarily, if we face adversity and we are scared or fearful of what to do about it, and we decide to do nothing, we're allowing somebody to write our own story. So if nothing else, do something to change your mindset, whether it's invest in gratitude, whether it's start to forgive yourself from past mistakes or forgive others, or whether it's get rid of a victim mindset and find something that's desirable that you want to strive for in life and have faith. Because that's what helped me get through the dark times was forgiveness, gratitude, desire, and faith. Because think about your mindset when you replace regret, victim mindset, and fear of the future. You replace those three things with forgiveness, gratitude, desire, and fear. It does wonderful wonders for your outlook. And it does, I mean, it's not easy. It was a challenge, but that's what did it for me.
And it leads to total transformation
It
over
does.
time.
It does.
Now, if someone is interested in the Mindful Man movement or working with you, who is your ideal client?
Good question. My ideal client was my younger self. And here was my younger self Post-divorce, struggle connecting in a relationship. You don't like dating sites. Very frustrating to meet people that way. Or you're an entrepreneur who's seeking validation from out the outside world instead of from within. Or maybe you're a middle manager in any industry where you are seeking your true identity because it's a challenge being your authentic self. You fall into those categories. I'd love to speak with you.
Very cool. If you would, please tell our audience what are the best ways to connect with you if they'd like to explore your services.
Absolutely. I would say my website is profitcompassion.com. We have areas there about the men's group that I lead and the one-on-one coaching. And you can email me at drew@profitcompassion.com, and I'll certainly get back to you.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. And to our listeners, tune in every Wednesday for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it, Drew has done it, and you can too. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.